Okay, so this is Jack Watson, everyone. He is running the London Marathon next year. First time doing it. And yeah, tell us a bit more, then, what charity you're running for, etc.
Well, basically a little overview. Next year, the London Marathon's on the 22nd of April. It had a record number of applicants. And I secured my place for a charity spot because I'm running for a charity called the Willow Foundation. The Willow Foundation, basically, they give special days to 16 to 40-year-olds who have life-threatening illnesses. Basically, what they do is they take them up for a day, offer the medication, offer the therapy, just to show a bit more of their old life, how it was, without forgetting about all their worries. And it's a real close charity to me because the way I got into it was... My auntie Charlie Wright, she got diagnosed with cancer quite a few years ago now, and they gave her a special day. I believe they went out into London, and this is in the midst of all, you know, the worry, and they didn't know if they're going to get out of it, and that time where you really need something to lift your spirits. And it was really good for them because Willow Foundation came along with one of their special days, and it gave him opportunity to bring all the family together. And very lucky, Charlie got through the cancer, she got through the therapy, and she's perfectly fine now. So that's why I've done a lot of work for Willow Foundation since. I've worked at 4 London Marathons before running this one.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
You know the area, you know the
place. Yeah, it's like a it's like a 2-mile walk to take them back to the hotel straight after running that 26.2 miles. And you wait at the finish line, you hear all their stories about why they're running and, you know, what makes Willow Foundation their chosen charity. And, you know, they're a great charity. So
there you go. It's clearly a brilliant cause. The charity is... there's a Just Virgin Money Giving page. It's online. It'll be on the website. I'm going to say Monday or tonight, but we're definitely going to be on there soon. I'll share it on... Well, Phoenix Fan will share it on all their social media pages, try and get a bit of more money. You know, it's very early on in the day, isn't it? I mean, it's next year, you're running the marathon. Already raised £45 so far, and it's been about a week, about 3 weeks.
People usually donate a bit sooner to the time because, you know, I've still got, 6 months till... happens, and I've barely started my training, and
I'm sure there's a lot of training to get through. Is it 26 miles?
26.2 miles, got to get through.
Well, there you go. We'll hear more about Jack's training up to this massive run just after the Wombats and moving to New York.
Phoenix FM.
Well, you just heard the Wombats before them ads, and before that you heard Jack Watson talking about the charity he's running for, which is the Willow Foundation. Now we're going to hear from Jack again, and we're going to be talking about, you know, the training and how tough it's been so far. You know, I've read a bit of the blog, which I recommend all of you read. You know, we put it on the website as well. It's quite entertaining. You know, you're a good writer, very funny.
Cheers.
Stuff. But yeah, tell us a bit about that, the early morning runs.
Oh, how tough don't it's
been. Get me started. Run out of data on Spotify.
Oh, yeah. Well, basically, I can't run very far at the moment. And I also am struggling to find the motivation. Like, I can't be bothered to get out of bed and do it. And
we all can't be bothered to get out of bed at times.
Oh, I know, but to get up...
Especially to run. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but to get up, like, before college on, like, Friday and, like, 9 o'clock and, like, go out and run around the fields, it's just... I did 4 miles the other day. And it felt like a lifetime. Yeah, it felt like 26 miles, and I was, like, dying. I went all the way around the, like, block, like, 3-mile block, and then back again. But it's hard. Like, I haven't got any kind of diet. I eat kebabs 24/7, pizzas. Yeah, pizzas, everything. Like,
good protein, you could say. You know.
Yeah, I like to think of it like that. You know, lots of pasta. Yeah, I cook pasta for about 6 people for myself. So
salad with the kebab?
Yeah, no, I don't have no salad.
all the healthiness out of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, tell us, like, have you got any plans for the future with your training? Are you going to toughen it up towards a run? Well, you must do, I suppose. You must have, like, a few warm-up marathons, or not quite. I don't know. How are you going to play it?
Yeah, so because it's my first marathon, I'm going to follow a 17-week training plan. It's going to start on Boxing Day, straight after all that chocolate.
Well, it's a good time to start.
yeah, I guess. And then it's like every, you do like three sessions a week, and every Sunday or whatever day suits you, you go out on a long run, and it starts off at like 4 miles, and the next week is 5, 6, 7, so you're like progressively getting closer. But I can't imagine myself going out there and doing 18 miles and be like, oh, that was good. Like,
yeah.
But I mean, I've got to do it.
Let's talk about your past runs. We're not saying you're a complete amateur at running. You have done your odd 10K, I believe. How many have you done now? Was that two?
Yeah, I've done two 10Ks. Yeah.
How did you find them?
Yeah. They're right. I sprinted most of the way. I came about 70th out of 780 people.
Well, that's pretty good.
But that was the last run I did, and that was in 2015. So I used to do rugby, and then I literally sit down all day and do nothing now. So apart from Eos Runner, yeah, eat kebabs, yeah.
But yeah, sure. So the training's going to toughen up on Boxing Day. We're up to have you in on the new year to hear more about this run. More about the training, you know. Perhaps we'll do, you know, midway through the training, just before the run, then after the run.
I'll be down here every week.
It's a journey. All on Phoenix. Yeah,
I'll just come down here every week and just tell me.
Yeah. So, how much training you got like planned for the next few weeks? Is it like quite chilled at the moment still? It's just like that Boxing Day 17-week plan. That's where it gets tough.
Yeah, I'm just trying to preserve myself, make the most of not doing it. So
yeah.
I go out twice a week and do like 3 miles each time, because it's like I'll get bored of the same old scenery kind of thing. Like, but I don't know where else to run, so I'm just like holding out until I have to actually follow a training plan. But yeah, I keep it updated on the Run Watson Run blog.
If you just type in on Google Run Watson Run 18, it will come up the first result, and it'll be there.
Yeah, and I plan on posting about every 2-3 weeks.
Okay, great stuff, Jack. You can carry on, you know.
Yeah, well, the blog essentially is just so people can follow my progress, because there's no point in just raising money for a charity if you're just running behind the scenes and not showing anything, like showing that you're doing it. It's best to keep it updated so people can have a chance and see like why they should donate, and it's a bit more interesting.
See the journey, getting more attached to it, you know. Well, great stuff.
Cipher to
see the dedication you've gone through to get this run done.
Yeah.
All right. Well, great talking to you about the run. Jackson will continue being co-host for the rest of the show. We might talk about the run a little bit, but it's going to be more about football, Formula One, even the Ashes. Why not? But next up, a song Jack likes quite a lot. He asked for it. It's Rita Ora and Anywhere on Between the Lines.